Can I get you anything else?
Another margarita, I guess.
Coming right up.
How's it looking?
She's realizing she stood up.
Excellent.
She's making a call.
Hello?
Benjamin, it's Haley.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Something's always wrong.
Not for me. I've adopted a
positive mindset, right? So why call?
I can cancel it.
No, I want to hear where it's at.
I was just sort of wondering, how long would you stay at a restaurant if you think you've been stood up?
Oh God, I hope you didn't order anything yet.
But this is like the third time this has happened, and I don't... Okay, I guess I could look at it as, it's three chances to spend time with myself.
Since no one else wants to.
But they haven't even met me yet. It's not fair.
There's the Haley I know and tolerate.
What is going on with the universe?
Fate works in mysterious ways.
Uh-huh.
Just because it surprises us doesn't mean those surprises might not someday turn into something that turns out to be, you know, not so bad.
Are you trying to rush me off the phone?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Lucy, was that you?
No, he just hung up.
All right, Dunce, you're up. One good drink spill and our girl should close the day out nicely.
Roger that.
Here you go, miss.
Thanks.
Mind your back. Coming through.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Let me get you some napkins.
Hi. Excuse me. Do I know you?
Hey, Dunce. She's talking to you.
Excuse me. Hi.
Don't think so. Sorry.
I do. You're that British guy that I see everywhere. Remember? Strangers on a Train?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, now you mention it. Yeah.
Well, it's nice to see you again. Caught me at sort of an awkward moment.
Oh, no, look, my fault completely.
I mean, no,
I'm
it's
so
like
sorry
totally
about this.
Fine. All my moments are awkward, really. I'm like...
More napkins.
Sorry about the drink. I think that was my fault.
Oh, well, then maybe you should buy me another one.
What?
Whoa, smooth.
Never mind. It's maybe I was trying to be cool or something. I've sort of been stood up, so...
Do it.
Okay.
Really?
Well, I certainly owe you.
Great. I'm Haley, by the way.
I'm Dunst. Nice to officially meet you.
You too.
Well, this is interesting.
Now let's see. When we were last with Haley Westland, the universe was against her. But Haley had pluck, and she fought back, and she didn't let it bring her down. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. And this is part two of The Disruptors, in which Haley Westland meets her match.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
And now back to The Disruptors, Part 2.
Well, excuse me for thinking you could follow simple directions.
Well, thanks. Yeah, turns out I can't.
I don't understand. The streets are numbered.
I know they are. It's just, I mean, what can I say? I'm
new in town.
I don't really see the point of it.
I knew you were going to say that. How long have you been here anyway?
We need new angles on Haley's life. This could be all right.
I bet you've been here like a really long time, and this is just like your blanket excuse for everything. You know, you go into work and you're like, sorry, I'm late to work again. Boss, I'm new in town. But Dunst, you've been here for years.
Years? No, I have not been here for years.
Well, how long then?
A couple of weeks.
Weeks, just a few weeks.
Wow, okay. And already out in the American dating pool. You move fast.
I do. I like to lead a very, very exciting life.
Oh, really? As what?
What do you mean?
What does a man who likes to lead an exciting life do for work? Are you like a spy or a ship captain?
Oh.
A wedding planner?
No.
Chef?
Way more exciting than that. I'm...
Accountant? Clown?
You work in insurance.
I'm in insurance. Consulting.
Oh. Famously exciting.
Yes, it is. Everything you've heard is true. How about you?
Dance attire.
Dance attire? What, mm-hmm. That? I mean, that sounds...
It's terrible, yeah. I basically spend every day thinking I'm gonna get fired, so...
Oh, why is that?
You know, the universe hates me.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay. We're mending fences right now. We're working through it. You can only control what you can control.
Sounds like a healthy philosophy.
Thank you. I can't control how my job's going right now, so I decided to focus on my personal life instead.
Yes, good. And, you got stood up, so, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, I got to meet a nice man in the end, so things are looking up.
Excuse me, hi, your card has been declined.
What? No, that's not possible.
Sorry, Haley, but it is.
This is really embarrassing. Let me see if I have card.
Just put it on mine.
Done?
No, you got the first round, so...
It's no problem.
What are you doing, buddy?
Well, thank you.
You should have made her sweat over that card thing.
Oh, come on, of course. And, I don't know, maybe we could do it again sometime.
Yeah, I would like that. This was really fun.
But smart to ask her out again. You know, getting closer to her gives us more access.
I couldn't agree more.
All right, team. We'll pick this up tomorrow. I like where we're headed.
You hated the movie, didn't you?
Well, I didn't hate it. I just, nothing happened, so.
It was simple.
For 2 hours, nothing happened.
You've got a point.
I liked it.
That's because you picked it.
I think, is there... Oh my god, this... There,
what?
Gross. Okay, there must have been gum on the chair because there's gum in my hair.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god, it must have been in my seat. This is gross.
Yikes.
No, this is...
I mean, can I...
No, don't touch it. This is gross. Hold on, I have to go look at this. I have to go to the bathroom. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Gross.
Nice job, Dunn. I should keep her down for a while.
Hey, I had fun. Shame to end the evening early, really.
Careful, lover boy. That's not the point.
I'm just saying there are worse ways to spend a night. Oh, here.
Hey, so I looked at it, and it's gross, but it's not that bad.
Yeah. Look, I can't even see it. Don't worry about it. I mean, I'm sorry the night was ruined and everything, but...
No, it didn't ruin my evening. I mean, what a great movie.
Oh, yes, of course.
I've actually always wanted to try a shorter haircut, so... maybe this is like my sign or
yeah,
whatever.
There you go. I could see you with short hair.
Really? Cool. Good to know.
You gotta give her credit. She bounces back.
All right. Let's try this again.
Hello. Knock, knock. It's Dunst.
Yeah, one sec. I'll just get the door. Oh my god.
What?
Oh my god.
Are you okay? What's going on?
I can't... Open the door. The door's stuck.
The door? Are you serious?
Something's wrong with the knob. Are you kidding me? I'm locked inside my own apartment? How does that even happen?
Wow. Shit. Okay, so are we gonna miss the concert now?
No, wait. I can figure this out. I'm gonna use the fire escape.
Are you sure about that?
I just have to go change into something that could go down a fire escape, so, and ignore my paralyzing fear of heights. I'll meet you downstairs.
Right, okay.
Damn, she's resourceful.
I'll say.
God damn it.
All right, Superwoman, I'll see you down there.
What's next? Okay, we can do this, people.
I don't know, maybe it's time to call this one.
No, we don't call it.
What's the big deal? It's not like
we have an impeccable record, Lucy. Now that means something to me. It means we're the best, and I intend to stay the best.
You guys figure it out and let me know.
You hated the concert.
No, I didn't. I just... it's not really my kind of music.
Yeah, I could tell.
I liked it.
I'm with Dunst. It was just noise.
I guess we don't have a lot in common, huh?
Well, no. I think actually maybe we do, just in other ways.
Oh, really? Like, what other ways?
Well, I mean, we're both obviously very good at adapting to... ridiculous circumstances.
It's true, we do put up with a lot of chaos.
Yes, maybe we don't like the same movies or music, but we do both like...
What?
What, each other? I mean, you know, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, the last few weeks have been really, like, weird and mostly kind of bad for me. What with the universe hating me and all. But hanging out with you, I just wanted to say it's kind of made it, like, a whole lot better.
I'm glad. I hope the universe lets you off the hook soon.
Seems like it might be.
Mm.
Do you want to come upstairs and see if we can actually get back into my apartment?
Yeah, look, you know what? Maybe another night.
Oh, sure.
I've got to get up really early.
Yeah, no, I get it. I totally, another night.
Yeah, soon, though. Good night.
Good night.
There's a lot we could do with that apartment access.
Yeah, listen, doesn't that feel like it's kind of crossing a line?
Yeah, I think I agree.
Well, you know what? We can talk about it tomorrow, okay? Good work, everyone.
Wait. Actually...
What?
I have to be honest with you. I think I might need to be off this one. It's just... Well, we've spent so much time together at this point, and... I don't know, I think... Well, I like her.
You like her?
Elijah, it's fine. We can move on to someone else. Honestly, I could use a new target. Poor Haley's getting old.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, no need to apologize. You know what? The team comes first. So thanks for telling us how you feel. We'll leave Haley alone.
Oh, that's huge. Thank you. Thanks for understanding.
Hey, anything for you, pal.
Oh, after you.
Thanks. I've always really loved Ferris wheels.
Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't know that. I thought you had a paralyzing fear of heights. Is that what you said?
No, only on fire escapes.
Oh, right. Well, what do you like about Ferris wheels?
They're pretty. I think the view is
yes.
Pretty.
Straightforward.
Mm. Yeah. I try to be. See? Look at that sunset.
Mmm. Yeah. Very nice. Haley. Look, there's something I need to tell you before things get...
Oh,
I don't know.
Shoot. My stupid phone. Sorry.
That's all right.
I wouldn't answer it, but I have this new client, and you know, I'm like
look,
two steps from being
fired.
Don't
worry. Yeah, it's fine. Answer it.
Hello?
Haley Westman.
This is she.
My name is Elijah. I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but the man you're with is not who you think he is.
I'm sorry. What?
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, you know, we all have regrets in life. But one of my biggest regrets is not thinking about my financial future or retirement earlier than I did. And the beautiful thing about starting early is that you have more time to build your wealth. And this episode of The Truth happens to be sponsored by Wealthfront, which is an investment app that makes it easy and accessible to invest in things. Wealthfront is trusted with over $28 billion in assets, helping nearly 500,000 people build their wealth. To start building your wealth and get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/truth. That's WEALTHFRONT.com/truth to start building your wealth today. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot in this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people wait until things are unbearable to go to therapy. But therapy is a tool to utilize before things get worse, and it can help you avoid those lows. We take care of our bodies with the gym and the doctor and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. And Truth listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/thetruth. That's betterhelp.com/thetruth. And now back to The Disruptors, Part 2.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said that the man you're with is an imposter.
You mean Dunst?
Something wrong.
I'm a colleague of Dunst. I'm sorry to say he's been stalking you, trying to ruin your life deliberately. It's a
thing he does.
Okay, this is like a joke, right?
Haley, what do you think happened to your Hector emails? Is it a dancer you failed?
Haley?
Hector Holt?
Who's on the phone?
All the times your subway card stopped working, or your voicemails disappeared. The gum in your hair, that was Dunst. He was messing with you.
How do you know about the gum in my hair?
I know about it because Dunst did it, then told us all about it at work. The man has a problem. He's been behind all of it, all your bad days. Why do you think you run into him so many times?
Fate?
Who is it? What is he telling you?
Haley, why do you think Dunst is so worried right now?
Who is it? Seriously, what is he telling you? Haley, please hang up. I can explain.
Why? Why? Is it true? You put gum in my hair?
No, look, I can explain, please.
I need to get off this
thing. Look, I can explain. Just give me a minute, please.
No, get away from me.
Wait.
No, stop. Just don't follow.
What is going on? What did you tell her?
Hey, I saw an opportunity and I took it. I hope you can understand that.
I thought we were friends. I thought you had my back.
We are, but the job comes first. That's what makes us the best team in the business.
Oh, go to hell.
I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah, he'll come around. Yeah, the most important thing is we crushed her. Finally. Today was a good day. Lucy? Dunst will cool off and come back. You'll see. This was a win.
Whatever, Elijah.
Hi, this is Benjamin. I'm busy.
Hi, Benjamin. Something, as per usual, is wrong, except this time it feels, like, really wrong, so I'm kind of having a hard time implementing my positive mindset. It would be great if you could call me back and give me some perspective. Get over it, Haley, that kind of thing. Anyway, talk to you soon.
Haley, you home?
Go away.
Please, can we just talk quickly? Look, I don't know what Elijah told you on the phone, but I promise, I just want to tell you the truth.
You were just messing with me the whole time?
No, I mean, well, yes, but the point is, it wasn't personal, it's my job.
It's your job?
Yeah, look, I work for a company that disrupts people's lives. The man you spoke with, that's my boss.
You disrupt people's lives for a living? That's a job?
Yeah, I know, but how different is that from what you thought I did, really? Insurance consulting? Okay, not funny. I like to think of it more as adding some mischief to the universe.
Why?
I guess because it's exciting. It's always a little bit different. Normally it's fun.
It's fun.
We don't usually get this close to people.
Glad to be special.
No, you are.
Yeah, I'm especially humiliated.
Look, can I please just come inside for a minute?
No.
Okay, listen, we're just supposed to mess with someone for a few weeks and eventually we get transferred off, but you... You always bounced back. It was inspiring, to be honest. I mean, it drove Elijah crazy, clearly, but...
Elijah, he's the guy I spoke to on the phone.
He's the boss.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a hierarchy of bullshitting.
Look, when you recognized me at the bar, then Elijah saw a chance to increase the disruptions by having me be close to you. And, well, I didn't argue because... I honestly liked talking to you. I do. I like you. That part's real.
Yeah. Well, I don't like you anymore, so.
This is Haley. I either can't come to the phone right now or secret evil spies have declined your call. For what it's worth, I wouldn't want to talk to me anyway.
Hey, Haley, sorry you're a train wreck. Please get it together, though. I can't keep answering these phones alone. I hate people.
This is Haley. I either can't come to the phone right now or she... For what it's worth, I wouldn't want to talk to me anyway.
Hi, Haley. I just wanted to say I'm sorry again. I hope you're doing all right. And I quit, by the way. Anyway, I miss you. You've reached Dunst.
Hey, Dunst. Please come back. It's not the same without you. And look, Elijah's really sorry. I know he hasn't said it, but that's just how he is. I can tell he really is sorry. And Haley seems to be doing better. I've been checking in on her. Anyway, miss you. Call me back.
You've reached Dunst.
Dunst, buddy, has it been long enough, or when are you coming back? I need your creativity, man. Seriously. Let's work this out. You know, Lucy's still pissed at me, too, and it's really cramping our style, so... I hope to see you soon.
You've reached Dunst. If this is Elijah, stop calling.
What's it gonna take?
Hi, this is Benjamin. I'm busy.
Hey, Benjamin, where are you? You know my track record with being stood up isn't great right now, and it was your idea I got out of the apartment, so can you get here soon, please, or I'm going home?
He's not coming.
Excuse me?
Your friend Benjamin, he didn't reach out to you. I did. My name's Elijah. We spoke on the phone.
Oh my God, you're the guy that called-
I am, and I'm sorry to trick you again, but I needed to speak with you, okay? Face to face.
You are such a creep.
I know. I want to apologize to you.
You want to apologize to me?
I took things way too far. But Haley, I need to tell you something. Dunst's feelings for you were all real.
Stop.
They were. Yeah, sure, he went along with the plan at first, but once he developed feelings for you, he called it off. Honest. Here, take this.
What is this?
This is proof that what I'm saying is true. They're recordings of me and you and Dunst.
This is just recordings of you spying on me.
Well, yeah, but if you could see past that, you'll see that there's something really romantic in the core of it, you know?
Okay.
Listen to them quickly, because that flash drive is set to explode in an hour.
What? Are you serious?
I'm just kidding. We're not Mission Impossible. Look, I made a mistake, Grant. I put the job before my friend, and I need you to help me fix it.
This is so messed up.
Well, fate works in mysterious ways. I mean, just because it surprises us, that doesn't mean those surprises might not someday turn into something that turns out to be not so bad.
Okay. You're quoting back something that you heard spying on me, so I don't really know how I'm supposed to feel about that.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about Dunst? Because he's waiting outside that restaurant across the street right now.
He is? He's over there?
He is. He thinks he's meeting a coworker of ours for lunch. Now, if you really have nothing left to say to him, that's fine. I can't do anything about that. But Haley, if you think that there might even be the tiniest bit of something between the two of you, don't let the universe stop you.
Okay. I'll talk to him. I mean, I'm not promising it'll go well.
How could you?
And I still don't like you.
I understand.
Dunst!
Haley!
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Do you want to get something to eat? And maybe talk?
Yeah, I think I do.
Cool.
Well, that was very sweet of you, Elijah.
I'm not a total monster.
Never doubted it. So, who's our next target?
We're looking at her.
Don't tell me.
Oh, Lucy. I may have done this for Dunst, but we're not done with Haley yet.
hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. The Disruptors Part 2 was written by Mary McDonnell and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Mary McDonnell, Tom Stevens, Lewis Kornfeld, Margaret Burris, Ryan Leach, and Davey Gardner. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.